Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dan's Health Talks. I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, and PhD in nutrition. Been doing radio since March of 97. Before that, I was a spokesman for some network marketing companies explaining their nutritional products, the educational director. And before that, I was inventor of the Hydrotone exercise equipment, lectured all over the world on that. And before that, I was just an enthusiast studying this stuff for my own sake. But something that has interested me, it came up a number of years ago. I had a good friend of mine that was going through a bad time, and he was staying with me, and he couldn't sleep. His gut just hurt him, and he would, and I think he had had before that irritable bowel syndrome and stuff, but he would have to walk the streets at night to deal with the pain. Just laying down or sitting would hurt. And he said, "I don't understand it. It runs right down through the center of my body, and I can feel that all the way through." And I said, "Well, there's not a single organ that runs like you're describing." And then I thought about it a while and so I was doing some study, and I realized he's talking about the vagus nerve. And the vagus nerve is a nerve that runs in front of the spine from the brain all the way down into the abdominal area. And its job is to measure inflammation in the body and, I guess, help the body deal with that. And it sends out neurotransmitters that calms that area. And it's very, very important, and they've done a number of different researches on this, where one of the things that fascinated me a number of years ago is I read a study where they took laboratory mice, and I think I mentioned this on the show, maybe even just a week or two ago, but they took laboratory mice, and to stress them, they would put them in a tank of water and have them swim till they started drowning, and then they would pull them out till they were really barely alive. And then they do it again to the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and increasing their adrenal stress, and really fatiguing them that way. Well, some of these mice, half of them, they cut the vagus nerve. They handled the stress just fine, but the mice that didn't have the vagus nerve cut, the stress got so much that it killed them. They died of the stress. Could have brought on heart attacks. It just shut down the system. And we always say the stress is the number one killer. So they now sometimes put an electrode in there that actually, I guess, blocks the signal. And they're using it for post-traumatic stress, but they're also finding effects with rheumatoid arthritis, with a number of things. And I'm going to have to give credit where credit's due. Though I've studied this for years, there's a health magazine that's called Healthy Living, and it's Natural Awakening magazine. And this month they had a good article on toning the vagus nerve. And I was thinking about different things, like the new product that that Fox Legacy has called Restore. They're seeing all kinds of wonderful health stories that people are calling in on the conferences and talking about. And these stories are, well, they're quite phenomenal. And I told them on a Monday night call that I help with that I think one of the reasons the gut is so improved so quickly, in some cases, one lady is going through cancer treatment. She hadn't been able to have a bowel movement like maybe once a week. I mean, just horrible situation, just shut down her system. And as soon as she took the Fox Legacy product, within a few minutes afterwards, she was able to have a bowel movement. Another person that hadn't been able to stop having a bowel movement, you know, like Crohn's disease, had diarrhea, really chronic diarrhea. It stopped that. It brought two extremes into balance. And I'm going, how does it do that quickly? And one of the ways it might do that is interact with the vagus nerve and the peptides the vagus nerve puts out to deal with the inflammation in the intestines and help bring that into balance. And that's just a theory. I don't know for sure, but I'm looking for something, trying to understand it. And I'm thinking that may be a tonic. It does, black seed, which is one of the things they use, has been known for years to be great for all kinds of intestinal problems, even getting rid of parasites and fungus and everything else. But Crohn's disease, irritable bowel, just one thing after another. And the inflamed gut, helping everything get healthy again. And it works from the throat all the way through to the end. And they're saying, and then you see it on the outside. You see the, with black seed, you see a radiance in the skin. And that is something that I really wasn't thinking about too much. I was aware of that. And I'd been using this Fox Legacy product for just a little while, this Restore. And my cousin, who sees me almost every weekend, I usually drop by and see him and his wife on a Sunday afternoon. He said, "I don't know what you're doing, but you're looking better than I've seen you in years." And I went, "Yeah, wrinkles have smoothed out. Skin's a little healthier." And yet I just had a birthday, and I'm going, ah, it's probably the XDS effect connected to the black seed and the olive oil in this Restore product, because the XDS technology is what's unique to Fox Legacy. And it causes things to go right into the mitochondria and into the cell and into the cell membrane. And you see the effects very quickly, where it may take a long time taking a product to see effect, or you may never see the effect with just taking olive oil and black seed, at least not to the degree we're seeing here. And I'm starting to realize that some of that effect, I have to talk to the scientists that developed this XDS technology and how if he thinks it might have effect on the vagus nerve. But that's a new therapy, really helping people deal with depression and stress and even rheumatoid arthritis, probably other autoimmune diseases and gut issues, is getting the vagus nerve calmed down or blocking the signal in the vagus nerve so the organs don't overreact and get into a vicious cycle of stress. So this is a very, very important area that will become more apart. In fact, it'd be so much nicer than using heavy drugs to deal with depression that have a tendency to boomerang and cause worse problems, to be able to just put a little electrode there and calm that whole vagus nerve down and go, oh, I don't have that stress, or I don't have post-traumatic stress anymore. That's the kind of thing that excites me, folks. We'll be right back and have a lot more to talk to you about. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and it's pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340, and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. Been doing this since March of 1997. Yes, I'm getting old. Recently turned 70, so I've been at this for many, many years and been studying this since I was a kid, actually for sports originally. So I have a new guest with me. He's the educational director for CV Sciences. You would think Stu Tomp was, but Stu is sort of their field man, going out in the field and educating people in the health food stores and at seminars and everything. And Lex, pronounce your last name once more for us.
Lex Pauger.
Pauger. I have a really poor phonetic ear. There's certain sounds I don't hear, so if I miss something, you have to excuse me. So anyway, not the ideal thing to have to be doing radio. Now, Lex, Tell us about your specialty with the cannabis. You really made that into your area of focus when you're in college, and I know you've written some books on it. So let's talk a little bit about that and give some background.
Yeah, that sounds good. I was writing a lot about how different drugs worked in the brain, and cannabis became more and more interesting, actually because it really helped my grandparents and some other people in my family. And so I decided to write my first books about cannabis and the endocannabinoid system. And kind of the hubris was I didn't really know anything at all when I first got started. I thought I could write these books in like 6 months or a year. And then it took me 5 years of research on the road and reading the scientific literature to really get a grasp on how big the endocannabinoid system is, but also how many different things people say about it. And that's kind of my angle. Is I've been out there on the road talking to a lot of patients and doctors and regulators and lawyers and people like that, but I also spend a lot of time in the scientific literature. And so just kind of matching up how people's stories are confirmed by all the research we've done in animals and in people.
Well, basically, though, you should have applied for it before you started the five-year journey. You basically have a doctorate in the study of cannabidiol.
Well, it's more of a DIY degree. But, yeah, thanks for thinking of it that way. That's kind of what I feel like my books were. But, you know, not many people give too much credit to graphic novels based on Moby Dick that weren't exactly widely read. But they did get me my job. Stewart found these books, liked them enough to hire me. So
that's cool. Stu's fantastic. Him and I have been working together on the radio for God, I don't know how many years. He's been with three different companies. People always want him as a spokesperson. And I've been with him through all three. So now, explain what you've discovered. Explain how that is different than marijuana and how it interacts with the endocannabinoid receptor sites throughout the brain and throughout the body. In fact, I have a theory that I don't know if there's any writing on it, but there's a couple different things I think may do this in an herbal area. I think black seed oil does it, and I think CBD does it. Is it also soothes the vagus nerve? It calms it down from the inflammation and the feedback from it, because I know that's one of the therapies they're doing for post-traumatic stress is calming that down. Have you ever read anything on that?
It's a great idea. I've never seen anything specifically on the vagus nerve itself, that big, you know, almost nerve pipeline going from the gut to the brain. But you do read a ton about how good cannabinoids in general are for the guts, and that the soothing that can occur in the guts gets transmitted up through the vagus nerve and helps the brain itself calm down. You know, some scientists would call the gut region your third brain. It affects our moods and what's going on a lot more than we know. And we have a lot of cannabinoid receptors in the gut, but we also have a lot of other types of receptors like serotonin receptors. And not as many people know this, but CBD also affects some of the major serotonin receptors as well.
Well, that explains a lot, because I thought about 80% of the serotonin receptors in the gut, and what I read recently, they said 95%. I thought, still a good proportion was in the brain, but really, it's in the gut, and then I guess it's a feedback back with the peptides to the brain. But let's talk about, I know that there's a tremendous amount of receptor sites in the brain itself, but the brain never gets that fed except with CBD. Is that what you're finding?
The amazing part that I learned early on in this was that the CB1 receptors and the amount of widespreadness that we found out about. And it's a little bit of complicated biochemistry, but it really speaks to how important these are, because the CB1 receptors, we discovered those in the early 90s. It was actually a lot like opium.
Oh, my college roommates discovered them back in the early 70s. Anyway, go ahead.
That's the crazy part. Scientists knew that cannabis caused all of these different reactions in different people, and they didn't know how it did it. We knew it was THC, and THC was fully synthesized in 1963, but we didn't know how THC was getting people high, and it was almost 30 years of research before we finally found these CD1 receptors. And the thing about the CD1 receptors that makes them so interesting is that the type of receptor they are is called a G-protein coupled receptor, mm-hmm. and those are the most complicated receptors in the brain. There's actually been something like 6 or 7 Nobel Prizes awarded for figuring out different pieces of how the G-protein coupled receptors work. And the thing about them is about 50% of pharmaceutical drugs on the market are targeted at G-protein coupled receptors. So they're always a hot area of research interest, and because they can help in so many different ways. And it turns out that the CB1 receptor is actually the most widespread G-protein coupled receptor in the human brain.
Lex is the educational director for CV Sciences. And CV Sciences is, last time I heard, it was over 2,000 health food stores around the country, maybe a lot more than that by now. And they're all over the country. And they have plus CBD oil in the gold form, in the red form, in the green form. They have it in capsules. They have it in gummies. They have a salve. And I just had someone who was in a lot of pain, got a lot of relief from the salve. But you were talking about, let's sort of summarize the CBD receptor sites. Go over that receptor site again for me.
We found the CB1 receptor in the human brain, and we realized this is what was causing the psychoactive effects. And then soon after, we also discovered the CB2 receptor. So those are the two main cannabinoid receptors that we found so far, and they're incredibly widespread around the body and the brain, and they seem to tie together the immune system and the hormonal system and the neuronal system, and it really speaks to how important they are.
Well, I know they're highly prolific, and normally we only get it when we're breastfed. And so I won't say what I was going to be trying to be funny here, but I'll keep this family show here. But anyway, now, the receptor sites calm the brain and balance it at the same time when they're lit up. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. People often refer to the endocannabinoid system as the homeostasis system of the body, and it seems to really help regulate balance in general. And one of the things that's interesting about CBD is that it doesn't actually directly bind to the CB1 receptor. So that's why it doesn't get people high. It does something called negative allosteric modulation, which means that it binds to a small site on the side of the CB1 receptor and means other things don't bind there quite as well. So if you have a little bit of CBD in your recreational marijuana, it's going to help protect people from too much of a psychoactive effect and keep them from that really, dark, way too much high.
Well, now I understand that people can use CBD oil, I guess probably fairly high dosages, for people that have been smoking pot for too long and really have trouble functioning in life. And I know that there's been a doctor that works with you guys that has found great results with bringing some of his patients off by giving them CBD oil at fairly high dosages, a lot higher than you normally find in marijuana, and they lose the desire for it, and yet they don't have any of the negative effects. It's still, they feel calm and peaceful and very functional. Now, can it be used the way I'm describing it?
It's something that I've heard about. And it's something you read some about in the literature, but more than that, I hear stories about people who consider themselves to have a marijuana addiction problem, and they use CBD to help balance out their system as they're trying to wean themselves away from cannabis. When regular marijuana isn't that physically addictive. It is a tiny bit, but it can be, like anything, it can be very mentally addictive, like any activity. And CBD can seem to help calm the brain from the raciness and the compulsivity that might be around those kind of issues.
Yeah, I think it's somewhat addictive in the fact that the person has a lot of anxiety, and they found it to be one of the only ways they know how to calm down. And so then they become dependent on it to calm down. And when something else comes along and will calm them down without the negatives, because folks, I know some of you listeners won't like this, especially when marijuana has become a big industry here in Oklahoma, but I'm not a supporter of marijuana only in certain extreme conditions, cancer, epilepsy, if you can't get the same effect with the CBD, which you can get in most cases, really good effect with CBD and epilepsy. So you might talk about that, but I think what I've seen in coming through the hippie generation and seeing, I think there's a lot of people that are just going to sort of drop out. They're going to become lethargic. And I'm really glad we have an alternative to that.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think CBD is a really great thing to try initially because it is so safe and non-toxic and worth trying. That being said, I never want to be in the THC bashing camp. People using it for recreation or spiritual purposes or whatever is a great thing. And THC by itself is also can be a really wonderful medicine for people. But of course, like what you're saying, it can be a double-edged sword. The cannabinoids are often described as having a biphasic effect, that a little bit can be helpful and a lot can be harmful. And with THC, you actually see that with pain. If you give a mouse a small amount of THC, it can help it if you do some kind of painful procedure to it. But if you give it a lot of THC, it makes them feel the pain more. And you hear the same thing anecdotally from people, too.
That's interesting. Now,
unfortunately, it's everything in moderation. No one ever likes that answer, but it's usually the right answer.
Yeah, I like that answer to be more moderate. Use more. Never mind. Now, why is that? You have a background in molecular biology. Why would more be less effective? Is it filling up the receptor sites too much, and there needs to be an interaction there? What's going on there?
Yeah, it does seem like it's something like that. You can, there's usually a sweet spot with any drug that people are using. And that can even be an internal state, too. If you're doing some kind of practice that's increasing an endogenous neurotransmitter you have, you can do too much of that as well. And so to find the sweet spot with cannabinoids often takes work, and people don't like that. They like to hear, here, take your weed pill and call me in the morning. But even with something as simple and safe as CBD oils, we have to tell people that, start at this at our smallest level once or twice a day to see what happens. But then you have to experiment to find the times of day that works for you and the amounts that work for you. And those amounts can be quite high. It's amazing how many people, especially elderly folks, are helped by just a couple of milligrams of CBD per day. But it's also interesting to see how many people are taking more like dozens or 50 or 100 milligrams of CBD per day. It's safe to do so. You just, you don't want to take more than you need of anything. So you're looking.
Lex, we're out of time here. Look for Plus CBD Oil by CV Sciences. Thank you, Lex. I really appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
There was a recent test on the probiotics on the shelves in different health food stores, and most of them, over 90% of the probiotics was dead. It just wasn't there, folks. But there's one that says it has 50 billion. Recently, it was tested and had 2.5 trillion. And that's Body Dynamics, a phenomenal one. It also has digestive enzymes in it. I love this product. It's the only thing that really, really noticeable for me. So if you call 800-MEGA-910, 800-MEGA-910, you can buy this Body Dynamics. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Every Saturday, except the last Saturday of the month, I do a talk for Fox Legacy at 11 o'clock. There's usually another doctor, maybe Dr. Bevan Elliott, brilliant, brilliant scientist. And we're talking about how to elevate the mitochondrial energy and how to create more mitochondria, how to reverse a lot of the effects of aging. So I want to invite you to tune in on that. You're my guest. 608-906-0003. 608-906-0003. If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face, just years younger. So call 800-632-2910. 800-632-2910. And you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. They build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. Let's talk about sleep, and let's talk about stress. Sometimes the stress is the problem interfering with your sleep. And so there's a lot of things nutritionally we can do to help with stress, like CBD oil, the one that from CV Sciences, the Plus CBD. But I see some people are ripping that name off. They're calling themselves, I've even seen the stores, Plus CBD. Well, that name belongs to CV Sciences. But look for CV Sciences. And for the gold, I take a couple of the gold capsules, or one or two. Lou Phillips over there at Marine Nutrition said, yeah, let it break down into your tongue. I went, oh, I hadn't been doing that. But I also take the spray, the green spray. So CBD oil is fantastic on stress. And you, if you have a good quality, and a lot of ones that I thought were good because they said that the ingredients were real high, but if it's water-based or isolates, there can be a lot of things you don't want to take in there. So look for CV Sciences. You can find it at Meridian Nutrition at 1321 North Meridian. You can find it at Omega Health at 2427 North Council and many other places around town. But it's very, very important. They're in over 2,000 stores around the country, biggest company in it, because their products work. Everyone wants to give them shelf space because they really work. Now, that's one thing. Most all of you have a deficiency in magnesium. You also have a deficiency in D3, vitamin D3. Very cheap, inexpensive product. But I take 5,000 to 10,000 of D3 a day. I take 600 to 800 milligrams of magnesium, and magnesium glycinate and bisglycinate. Bisglycinate a little bit more powerful. Those are the best forms, but also malate's good for relaxing the muscles. Citrate's not bad, and so those are all fantastic products. So you look for that, and then you, on top of that, on top of the magnesium, and on top of the there's things like Relora. There's products for stress. A lot of different companies put them out there. L-theanine is usually in them. That comes from green tea. In fact, green tea, I haven't talked much about that. Green tea has a lot of great things in it. ECGC is very effective as keeping the DNA strong. They find that people that use green tea really get a fantastic effect on life extension. Noric Naturals used to have a product called Longevity. And the Longevity was based on three things that their scientists have identified. And I wish it was still out on the shelf, but people didn't seem to understand it. But omega-3, the societies that have a lot of omega-3 in their diet live longer than the societies don't, quite a bit longer, actually. And they have less depression, which is also a factor on stress. So you have to get that level up, the omega-3. And they have much less heart disease, and they don't have the Alzheimer's problems and stuff. In fact, taking Noric Naturals Ultimate is found at UCLA. If you take about 2,000 IUs of EPA DH, not just 2,000 milligrams, because there may be a lot of other oils. And so that may be 3 or 4 of the Ultimate to get there to the 2,000. But that put the brakes on Alzheimer's, is what they said in 2007. So you that was one of the things that they said would extend life. Another thing was resveratrol. And resveratrol's reputation came out years ago because it extended laboratory mice life by about 30%. And one of the ways it does that is it tightens up the histones. The histones are the curls that the DNA curls up in. As that loosens up, free radicals can attack the DNA strand easier. And so that's one of the reasons resveratrol works. But it does other things too. So it's very, very, very good product. It's also very good for the body's lining of the blood vessels of the arteries, so you can produce nitric oxide. A lot of times nitric oxide products will have resveratrol in there. Pine bark also very important to keep that nitric oxide levels up and keep the blood vessels flexible. I find pine bark very good on allergies. You take, especially if you take a milligram per pound of body weight. So if I weigh 200 pounds, I would take 200 milligrams. That is when I really noticed the difference. Someone told me you have to take high doses in it. Many years ago, I'm talking about 15 years ago, I had really bad allergies. And pine bark, which is was under the name pycnogenol, that's just a copyright name or trademark name that you have to pay more for, but it's no different than pine bark. I said, I took 20 milligrams, didn't notice much. And Lays told me, he said, no, you have to take a milligram per pound of body weight. My chronic sinus problems that summer just stopped 20 minutes after I took that, 20, 30 minutes. I went, wow, this is powerful. It's one of the ways it does that, it seals up the capillaries. It strengthens them, seals them up, closes them all so antigens don't get through. So it can be very, very effective. And so anyway, I really think it's a phenomenal thing. We'll be right back, folks. Thank you for listening. There was a recent test on the probiotics on the shelves in different health food stores, and most of them, over 90% of the probiotics was dead. It just wasn't there, folks. But there's one that says it has 50 billion. Recently, it was tested and had 2.5 trillion, and that's Body Dynamics, a phenomenal one. It also has digestive enzymes in it. I love this product. It's the only thing that really, really noticeable for me. So if you call 800-MEGA-910, 800-MEGA-910, you can buy this Body Dynamics. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. This is Dan's Health Talks, the need to eat organics. And I mentioned this before, but it was a pretty interesting thing for me. A number of years ago, I had done a TV show down in Dallas, Doug Kaufman's show, and we recorded some shows, and I even interviewed him on his show. Since I'm used to doing that, I figured he doesn't get a chance to be interviewed. So I interviewed Doug, but I also didn't have anything to do on Saturday afternoon. I was done with that. Doug and his wife were remodeling their house, and so when I checked in this hotel, all these people were going in this big room, and there were some attractive girls there, and being a single guy, I went over to check and see what was going on, and it was a nutritional show as a seminars for doctors, basically educating them on the power of different nutritional products. And that's where I really learned about the power of alpha-lipoic acid and R-lipoic acid, and nitric oxide to a degree. This is quite a few years back. But one of the things that stood out was sulforaphane within broccoli sprouts is shown to be really powerful against cancer. And one study will show it. It has some real good effects on cancer. And then it will show another study that doesn't. And the man made the point that I was just making on the other side, that the doctor was explaining that if pesticides were used on the broccoli sprouts, then they never developed the sulforaphane. And so because the pesticides are killing the organisms that the sulforaphane is designed to protect the plant against, and it doesn't start protecting it until something tries to bite on it, and then it triggers it, just like our own cytokines are triggered when something bites on it or microphages and goes in there and tries to kill it. It's the immune system for the plant that is also protecting us. That's one of the significant differences between eating organic. But then you got the plants that are not raised well with pesticides, with GMOs, that cause you harm in the first place. So not only are you not getting the power of the plant because you've weakened its ability to defend itself, and so you're not getting its own chemicals that work in harmony with our body, you're also exposing yourself to things that are very harmful to you. So I know organics cost a little bit more, but it's worth it, folks. Try to eat as much organic, avoid the GMOs. And I'm glad there's a lot of advertising, no GMOs on this and that. That's important. It really is important. And it's also important to know that there are no pesticides. Now, here's a major problem, though. When you feed animals grains, and those grains have been GMO'd and pesticides been on it, that doesn't just, that gets into the blood of the animal and into the fats of the animal. And that's where a lot of poisons are stored. So when you eat a meat, whether it be a chicken egg or that's been fed grains, or whether it's been a cow or the milk of a cow, or whether you're eating the fats or the fat of the chicken, you may be exposing yourself to glycosides. So they come at to us a number of different ways. But I mentioned last week that Jordan Peterson, his daughter had severe arthritis, and to a point that as a young girl she had to have knee replacement, hip replacement, and stuff. And his daughter figured out if she ate nothing but meats and avoided vegetables. Now, they live in Canada, and it may have something to do with whatsoever up there. But then she didn't have problems. And he had some of the same problems, and he did the same thing. And it caused him not to have the inflammation in his joints. So something in their plants were causing a problem. They may have a hereditary quality that responds to some plant they have allergic reaction to. And allergic reaction, when you have that, it inflames the immune system. And then the immune system attacks the joints, the heart, the brain, and different things, creating inflammation throughout the body. So it's not just like, I don't breathe well, I feel a little bit more inflammation. I mean, a little bit more congestion in the sinuses. No, it's also inflammation in the blood and affecting the organs of the body. So finding out what you're allergic to, what foods or airborne allergies out there are increasing the histamines in the body is a very important thing to really maximize your health. And there are different nutritional approaches to try to figure out what foods your body harmonizes well with and what not. You know, it depends on your ancestry. Like, I'm a Russian and Polish descent. Actually, not Russian, now that I understand. I'm Ukrainian. My mother's side was from outside of Kiev. My dad's side was from farmers from some kind of farmers from outside of Warsaw. So what vegetables were we exposed to? And maybe the years are not long enough to create a change genetically. Sometimes that takes thousands and thousands of years. But I'm assuming that they've been in a cold climate for many, many years. There are certain vegetables that I may harmonize well with. Now, a lot of times, what you eat on a regular basis is exactly what you're allergic to. You wouldn't think so, but Mexicans a lot of times are allergic to beans and rice. When you eat too much of one thing, the body, for whatever reason, reacts to that. And that's why they say it's a good thing to rotate what you eat and eat a variety of different foods. But it's also good to find out what you actually respond to. Because when you bring down that inflammation, that histamine effect in the body, you're going to feel so much better. And more importantly, you're not going to be destroying organs prematurely. You're not going to be aging prematurely. You're not going to be feeling bad and exposed, and more likely to have your immune system repressed because it's been overwhelmed. So these are all factors that you need to be aware of. If you haven't ever had your allergies tested, you need to. I found out when I was in my late 20s, I was allergic to tomatoes. I still sometimes eat a little bit of tomatoes. And lemon. Who in the heck is allergic to lemons? But I was. So you got to find out what you're allergic to and try to avoid that. The reason you crave what you're allergic to is it's a stimulant. A lot of things are done and designed to stimulate your adrenals. That's why you like coffee or tea in my case. Or you may like a food. Chocolate has some stimulation to the adrenal gland, but it also has some things that are very healthy for the adrenals. So I'm a big believer in chocolate. But you gotta realize that we crave this because we're trying to derive energy from it. But it's a little bit like putting your foot down on the gas pedal too much. And you keep that foot down on the gas pedal, and you wear out that engine prematurely. And that's what happens when you overdo the adrenals. Then you have to learn how to rebuild. There's good books on that. Adrenal Fatigue is one of the most famous books on that, on rebuilding it. We'll be right back, folks. I want to tell you how to save a lot of money. Microblast is the best thing I know if you want your plants to grow really fast and really large and also clean up your gut. Vigorest is the best product I know for sleep. Now, if you call the company Rest and Repair, 877-338-3340, or go on their website, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com. Put in the code Dan, my name, D-A-N. Put that in, you'll get 10% discount. So call 877-338-3340. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Every Saturday, except the last Saturday of the month, I do a talk for Fox Legacy at 11 o'clock. There's usually another doctor, maybe Dr. Bevan Elliott, brilliant, brilliant scientist. And we're talking about how to elevate the mitochondrial energy and how to create more mitochondria, how to reverse a lot of the effects of aging. So I want to invite you to tune in on that. You're my guest. 608-906-0003. 608-906-0003. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and it's pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. And I want to talk to you about something that I consider so basic to the health that sometimes I don't emphasize it enough. But it is very, very powerful. It's a little subtle. You may not notice it. Sometimes you notice it right off. But and that's the need of getting your omega-3 oils, which is the EPA, DHA levels up higher, much higher than what we have, and getting your omega-6 levels down. The omega-6 oils are way, way too high in our society. There should be about a 2-to-1 ratio of omega-6 to omega-3. Sometimes a 4-to-1 would be okay. But we have 30 to 50 times more omega-6 to omega-3. And EPA and DHA, DHA is so important to your brain and your nervous system in general. But and both of them have a tremendous amount of different roles to play. EPA, I think, is for inflammation, but they all work on, both of them work on inflammation. And I just think it's very basic. I take Nordic Naturals Ultimate. I take 2 of those capsules in the morning and 1 of their memory, sometimes 2 of their memory ones in the morning. And an interesting study I read that, and most things that I take, I spread out, I take in the morning every day. Sometimes I'll take it later in the day. If I'm going to exercise, I'll take my antioxidants 3 or 4 hours afterwards. I got my antioxidants, Dr. McDay's, which also has omega-3 in there. I'll take those They're in my pocket right now. I'll take them after I leave the radio station, fairly late in the day to be from what I used to do. But I want to get the full response from the exercise. I don't want to buffer it anymore. And so I'll give it 3 or 4 hours after exercise before I take my antioxidants. But omega-3 oil should always be taken every day. But there was one study done with animals. I don't know if it'll work the same with humans. They gave them a super saturated level of omega-3 oil once a week and got even better results than taking it every day. But generally speaking, I would say, and I've talked to other experts, they would say, no, take it every day. You got to be sure you're getting it. It's so very, very important to the body. And we do so, we trash our bodies so much. A good friend of mine that listens to the show, I won't name his name, but he read, you know, that forks over knives deal and believing that oils are bad for you. I don't know if they said that in that seminar, but believing that vegetables are okay and oils are bad for you. Well, some vegetables are very harmful to you. They have a lot of their own defense mechanisms. Dr. Peterson is real popular on YouTube. His daughter had rheumatoid arthritis, had to have hip operation, knee operation at 12 years old. And she found out on her own that if she ate nothing but meat, she was okay. But some vegetables that she was eating was causing all their problems. And Dr. Peterson said he didn't have it like his daughter did, but he had to switch to total meat. He's not recommended for anyone else. But for whatever reason, all the pesticides and all the other stuff in there, you need a company that is really clean in the way they process their omega-3. And Noric Natural does it better than anyone I know of. They use small little boats out there in the sea around Norway. They don't want big ships picking it up. It puts too much oil and stuff into the water. And they bring them back, process them the same day. So that oil is processed in a certain way. I'm sure it's put in a nitrogen vat so no oxygen can get through it. And then they go through the separation process. And there's companies out there say, well, we never heat our oil. Heat doesn't hurt the oil unless it's in the presence of oxygen, which in most cases it is in the presence of oxygen. But if you put it in a nitrogen vat and heat it up, then you start being able to separate different parts of it. You know, if you wanted just EPA, it would be on one level, and you could suck that out. If you wanted DHA, it'd be on another level. But more importantly, as you spin this, all the heavy metals fall down to the bottom and the toxins. And so they can siphon off the toxins, and Noric Naturals has unbelievably low levels of toxin, almost none whatsoever. Where a lot of the companies out there, they were measured and they were very high. Now, I don't know if it's so true now because they got in so much trouble, they may have corrected that. So I always recommend Noric Naturals. They really, really know what they're doing. And they're everywhere. I mean everywhere. In Oklahoma City, you can find them over there at Omega Health at 2427 North Council. You can find them at Meridian Nutrition at 1321 North Meridian. You can find them in Green Acres over there on I-240 and Southwest 74th. You can find them at Dotson's over in Norman, 36 and Norman. But you can also find them just everywhere. But not necessarily. But if you go into a Walmart or Walgreens or something like that, you may be able to find some of their products in there. But you're not going to be able to find their memory product and some of their other products or the product for women or a product for children. You may just find their basic product. And so that's why I like to go by the health food stores and really find, because when I took their memory product, I could really tell it. And there's something interesting about omega-3. I always recommend now to take your vitamins and minerals with omega-3 oil. As in their memory products with fossil tyrosserine and alpha-glycol fossil choline that increases the energy of the brain and the memory, really phenomenal product, nutrient. I've been impressed with that for years. And a number of other things in there. Well, they get 65% more absorption of curcumin, which is also in there. 65 times more, not percent, but 65 times more absorption, 650 times, 65 times, anyway. So you get a tremendous absorption. That may be the key. Everyone's trying to figure out how to get curcumin to absorb more. And there's companies here in Oklahoma City that have done a really good job on that. and there's another big company that has done a good job on it. But now I'm thinking, hey, the real ingredient may be not phosphatidylcholine to get it absorbed, but omega-3 oil, because it binds to those receptor sites and goes right into the brain and where you need it to be. I want to thank you all for listening, and please tell your friends and family, let them know when this show plays, and I'll be talking to you again next week.